It's time to light up a cigar and talk about business and cars. Are you ready to get the insider edge and pick up a few ideas that you can incorporate into your business today? Your host, Brandon Green, has 25 plus years in the automotive industry, with 10 plus years owning his own business. Together with a diverse lineup of guests from all industries, he's asking the right questions to get you the answers you seek.
Here we are. We're back and another episode of Business Cars and Cigars. I'm your host, Brandon Green, and we've been gone a week or so. We've had some personal stuff going on. I've had some family issues and, of course, always working on business stuff and whatever here. So we're back this week, and me and Sean are here.
What up?
And we're going to have a quick little discussion, just have a little fun, talk about what we got going on around here, some business stuff, some things we're fucking up, some things we're
not fucking up.
Yeah, some things we're doing better. So, yeah, man. So, how you feeling? How you feeling? How things are going?
You know, I feel good. What I've been here almost 6 months now. I feel like
yes.
And it's been a while since I've been on here, and the amount of stuff that I've learned and how I don't want to say the word comfortable because I never get comfortable in a position, but more comfortable in the position that I'm in,
right?
And having a good time with it and taking things, you know, to the next level.
Yeah, and you've come in, the time you've come in, of course, 6 months, I mean, you're coming in, getting right into kind of our busy season for a while,
yep.
You know, and kind of having to learn some of that shit real quick. And then now all of a sudden, February is always, I mean, notoriously, for the past numerous years, has been our slowest month. And so this year, we're pushing really hard, and we're actually, I mean, you guys are kicking ass.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that we're just staying on target and at least hitting those and doing what we're doing is doing awesome. So, but yeah, it's really been, you're learning the transitions from up and down real goddamn quick around here. 'Cause
I'm used to being like that super go, go, go kind of individual. And not really having those ebbs and flows of business, but I like it because it allows me to not necessarily
push a little bit.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for, push, because like whenever you're in that slow time, you kind of look at different ways to not be slow.
Yeah, and one thing with that is, when you're doing good, it's really nice to just kind of sit back, let everything go, make things happen and whatever. And then you get kind of lax sometimes and you're like, then things slow down. You're like, shit, gotta go.
This isn't okay.
Yeah. And yeah, so we always got to remember to keep pushing. Even when we're in our busier times,
yeah,
stay on things, keep pushing and doing whatever, because it inevitably slows. I don't know an industry that doesn't slow down at some point in time.
Right.
So yeah, we always gotta stay on, which is what we've been working on a whole lot. And we're getting there, man. I mean, let's face it. This is already, we have had a better February than we've had in years. Mm-hmm. So, and we're only halfway through it, and we're going to keep kicking ass because we're going to do that. But yeah, I mean, what's some of the things you've kind of seen over the last 6 months, besides kind of the ups and downs or whatever, but just like business in general, just dealing with clients and dealing with our industry and things like that. So some things that are a little different, but also, you know,
I won't go different. It's more,
there's definitely some similarities there too.
So when going into a completely different industry, it's interesting to still see that people are still the same.
Oh, yeah.
Like your interactions with people, your conversations, whether in person, on phone, online, those interactions are all still the same no matter what industry you're in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's really interesting to see that, because you think that when you go into a new realm of, you know, something that you've never done before, you think everything's going to be different when, yes, in a way it all is different because you're dealing with different product and different things that you aren't educated on yet. But those interactions with the people and ultimately solving someone's solution,
solving someone's problem with a solution.
Yeah. Solving someone's problem with a solution.
Words are hard.
Is the ultimate target no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what you're in, even if you're not in sales, your main target in work is to provide a solution for your client, no matter what it is. I don't care if you're...
Yeah, it's what we fucking get paid for.
If you're cooking cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, that client wants a cheeseburger. So you got to make sure that cheeseburger's cooked and, you know, tastes good.
Yeah.
So it's no different what you're doing.
And we were talking about this a little bit earlier, about dealing with clientele as well.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're dealing with that cheeseburger, whether you're dealing with their car, whether you're dealing with whatever, you know, different people react to and act a little differently each mm-hmm. way. You got to be able to take some time and read people and understand where they're wanting to be and what's going on there as well.
I think that, and that was one of the things that I brought up earlier when we were having that conversation, why we were having that conversation. Can't really talk about that yet, but it's interesting when you have different people. So say you as an employee, you grew up in...
Can I just interrupt you real quick? Yeah. I'll flat out say it. Look, I got the option to... I'll say it. We had some interactions from some employees that we will be handling and taking care of, but weren't exactly the way they should have been.
Yeah.
And that is not... That's not cool. That's not what we do, and that will not be handled tolerated. There's a word I'm looking for. And so... That's another thing, another good point really to make is watch and see what's going on with other people and what, and maybe somebody who's having a bad day, whatever, you know, but really, you know.
You have to be able to control those bad days, especially whenever you're client facing.
Yeah. And I mean, one kid is just asking one simple question and stuff like that. I mean, you got to, where I'm coming from with, I ain't going to go into the whole story or whatever. I mean, we could, but you know, you got to make sure that, and this is what we were talking about. I mean, I guess I'm jumping in on you a little bit. Sorry. I don't mean to like talk over you, but, I just wanted to say that, yes, we can say a little bit more about it. It's all right. But we got to make sure that those people leave with a good attitude and are happy, at least for us doing what we can. Can we do solve everything for what they have or their budget or what they're able to do? Maybe not, but at least do the best you can and help them out the best you can.
Help and let them out leave. Where you can. And, you know, maybe that client isn't necessarily your clientele, but that doesn't mean that that client doesn't have another friend that is.
Yeah. And also, what makes you fucking the ability to judge a person and, oh, well, you don't deserve my help, but, oh, this guy maybe. Fuck you. I mean, I'll fucking say it. That's bullshit.
Absolutely.
I've been treated that way before, and I don't fucking like it. I know nobody else does either. And, you know, just, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated and take care of people. And it may not be your, like you said, it may not be your clientele right now, but.
Doesn't mean it won't be.
Exactly.
But back to kind of where I was going with that is you have, for some companies, some businesses, you have a certain clientele that you are used to dealing with. Those, whether it may be a sales associate, let's just talk about sales. You're dealing with high-end clients.
Yeah.
Your knowledge and your basis on those high-end clients is all you know. So that's the only people that you kind of know how to talk to.
Yes.
And where I was going at is, luckily, one of the good things for me that I think helps me excel here, as well as anywhere that I'm at, is I've lived in, you know, the middle of the sticks. I've lived in the city. I've had conversations with people in the middle of sticks. I've had, you know, friends of all shapes, sizes, and everything like that. And I can adapt my conversations to those people, whether it be someone, you know, that's, you know, middle class, lower class, upper class. Like, I've had interactions with all those people
right.
on a personal level. So I know how to deal with all of those people. And as a sales associate, you need to be able to adapt to the people that you are talking to almost, if that makes sense.
It it absolutely does, man. I completely agree. You got to kind of be able to read the people and understand what you can do. And it doesn't mean everybody's your client. I mean, that's not what we're saying in any way, shape, or form. But you still treat people with respect.
Yeah.
No matter who it is.
Right.
And do what you can for them.
Like, you got to be comfortable to, you know, if you have that customer that, you know, maybe doesn't like the professional approach and everything, you got to be able to, you know, greet them with a, hey, what the fuck's up, man? Like, yeah. you know, or, you know.
I have plenty of clients. Read those yeah.
people. And
we all have plenty of clients like that that we're friends with that we know. Like, exactly. they can walk in and be like, hey, what's up, man? Hey, how's it going? Like, you know, it's not a, hi, how are you? My name's Brandon. How can I help you? Yeah. You know, it's not that every single time.
Yeah. And
now, if it needs to be, that's okay. But
I'm not saying by any means either, don't be yourself. Like, if that's all you know is that proper, you know, this is who I am. Like, that's
yeah. fair. If that works but for you and that's what you're doing, then cool.
Thankfully for me, like, that's who I am. I can talk to, you know, basically yeah. anyone. However, you know. Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we do a little bit of everything around mm-hmm. here. I mean, I grew up in the sticks. you know, I deal with rat rod guys. Great bunch of guys there. I deal with high end clients. Mm-hmm. You know, with Lambos and Ferraris and stuff like that. We deal with all sorts of different people, business yeah. people and, you know, fleet stuff and whatever. We deal with a little bit of everybody.
Yeah.
And not everybody always reacts the same, you know. And I think people react, me personally, I feel like people react the best to you just being genuine, being honest, exactly. and just being like, hey, what's how you doing? What's up? I mean, if that's me, that's me. Right. And if somebody doesn't like it, no one do business with me, then I'm okay with that too.
Yeah.
No problem.
Nobody wants to do business with somebody who's trying to be somebody else.
Yeah, I love the saying, there's only one of you.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else is taken. There's yeah. only one of you.
Yeah.
Be you.
Yeah.
Leave the rest of it the fuck alone.
But no, that's really been the most entertaining part about it is, you know, just the conversations with different clients and things like that. Really getting to know them, you know, what they look out of, you know, what they're wanting out of, you know, their relationship with us and things like that. And then it's just another aspect of learning the business, learning the products, learning, you know, the standards and stuff like that. That's been kind of yep. enjoyable.
What do you feel about, I know you've been out of the car scene, so to speak. I know you're new to car audio, but out of the car scene for 5 years, and it's changed it a little bit, and you're just getting back in. So let's go beyond the car audio a little bit.
Yeah.
Car scene, some of that stuff. What's some things you see there or you want to see there and that we're going to work towards as we do these shows that we're going to be having coming up this next year? I mean, what's kind of some stuff there?
I think the biggest thing right now is there's not a lot of things happening that the community wants as far as the car scene. Because when you go back to like 2020, COVID, all that kind of stopped everything.
Uh-huh.
No company wanted you on their lot. It was ridiculous to think about people actually meeting up and
it was
socializing with
people. It was a liability.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, yeah. it was.
And so now that all that shit's over with,
yeah,
everybody, well, yeah, that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, but, we'll leave that the fuck alone.
But the car scene's craving all of that interaction now, and nobody has it. Well, we're going to.
Yeah,
and
we absolutely are.
We're going to have a great time doing it, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun with that. Yeah. We're definitely going to continue doing I don't know if you guys are in the St. Louis area, but, you know, we did some small car meets to get things started last fall, went to do some feelers, kind of see what was going on and things like that. And this year we're going to continue with the Thursday night, probably Thursday night. I don't know. Yeah. That may change just because we may have a conflict with some other stuff, but we're going to talk about that. but we're definitely going to have, you know, like a once a month, you know, type meetup, and then we're definitely working on one big show. We're going to have one killer ass show happen probably mid to late summer is kind of what we're looking at.
Probably. Definitely at least one big car show. Another thing I would love to do is while the Thursday night meets are a blast and they're fun, and it definitely allows that scene of the car community that maybe works on the weekends and stuff like that, to be able to get out and do something on a Thursday.
Yep.
But we definitely got to throw a Saturday night meet in the mix.
Yeah. And I agree.
The Saturday nights is where it's fun. And
that's where more people are free. I know not everybody is, but that's where more people are free. Yeah. I think because it is a weekend.
Yeah. And bring the kids out. Like there's a couple local. Absolutely. There's a couple local, like, teenage kids. They're still not old enough to, you know, drive or anything yet. But they're huge in the car scene. They go to all the Need for Speed events. They're constantly up at the First Form headquarters doing a film of, like, Andy's cars and stuff like that. Yeah. Because they love it so much and they get the passion out of it. And they see that it's cool to see because they see that what the hard work gets them, if you know, and they're excited about it and they want to do more. So definitely have them guys come out and everything.
Absolutely. You just mentioned something right there that I definitely want to make a point on. And I'm not a Ferrari Lamborghini owner or whatever, but looking at those, you know, the people that have accomplished stuff and own those cars, you know, and do everything, anyone that I know are not out there to flaunt it.
No.
They're out there to show that, hey, do some hard work, you know, do things right and take care of people and, you know, do the work and you can accomplish this. It's there as a motivation, not as a flaunting being an asshole type. There are those out there. Don't get me wrong. There are.
But the majority is, one, I like this shit.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I've had on my wall as a kid, and I've always dreamed about this, and I worked my ass off to get it. And two, this is what hard work gets you. Yeah. So.
And I know plenty of very wealthy individuals, not into cars, don't care.
Don't care.
Like, I know some that don't even own any.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah.
And that's okay, too. No problem with that. I just see a whole lot of the, it must be nice or whatever. Yeah. Fuck yeah, it is. You're right. It is.
Yeah.
You know? So go out there, do the work, and it can be nice for you too.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting to see for sure.
Yeah. And there's always all kinds, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get back to, you know, the car shows and Thursday night meets we were doing. Mm-hmm. Whether we keep them on Thursday nights or do something else, you know, yeah, it works freaking great. We may move it to a different Thursday night.
Yeah.
But we'll get it all that squared away, and everybody will definitely know what's going on. We're definitely going to get some more people involved, some more cars. Guys will definitely be able to see a lot more cool cars, whether it be rat rods or big trucks or exotics or whatever. We're going to be working with a bunch of the people around the area here in St. Louis. Hell, if you ain't doing nothing and you're not in town, come on in and check it out and have a good time. Or
also, it's been in my head a lot, and if you watch this, please reach out to us. We have a fantastic rep of ours that has some pretty sick motorcycles, and I would like to do a bike night.
Yes.
So if there's a bike night interest, are you guys down for it?
Like, yeah, definitely hit us up on, let us know if people are in on a bike night and whatever, we can get something set up this summer where it's nice and everybody can roll in on their bikes and stuff, that'd be awesome. Cool. We can have a whole inside shop set up where we just have bikes that night or something. Have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
But other than that, like, things are really going good. I think I'm way more focused this year. Probably a lot of that has to do with, you know, my good old 75 hard.
Yeah. How's that going? How's 75 hard going for you, buddy?
Good. We're day 45 today.
Sweet.
I'm down 34 pounds last time I weighed in, so we're doing good there.
That's fucking legit, bro. And that's awesome.
I'm more dialed in. I've done 75 hard before.
Yeah. As I have. You
know, I've had great results. But this time I'm looking at it more as, the weight loss and the physical transformation, I'm getting stronger, things like that. Like, that's cool, but my mindset's different. Like,
yeah. Well, and that's what it's meant for.
A mindset program versus the last, you know, prior, where I'm like, oh, I gotta lose weight, let me do this. And it's not what it's about. Like, a lot of the things that go around are, you know, this 75 hard challenge to, you know, I just saw somebody try to bash it. And,
I've seen numerous ones.
You see it all the time, but they call it a challenge and stuff and look at it as a weight loss program.
It's
not. Weight loss is just a byproduct of it. Like, everything else that comes with it, it's truly.
It's about your mindset
and
doing what you need to do. It has nothing to do, like you said, it's a byproduct, but it has nothing to do with the weight loss or some of that stuff. What's important is you getting your mind in a place where you can do the things daily that you need to do.
And also, it's a reminder to you that you can do what other people say isn't possible. If, you know, just the workouts alone, like, so for those of you that don't know 75 hard, you got to do two workouts a day. One of those workouts must be outside for 45 minutes. Not 42, not 43, 45.
Regardless of weather conditions.
Yes, regardless of weather conditions.
3 hours apart, and outside, at least.
Yeah, outside workouts does not include your garage, an awning, anything like that. Like, you got to be outside in the elements. You must stick to a diet. By sticking to a diet, we mean absolutely no cheat days. No Snickers bars, no none of that shit.
It is a diet of your choice, but it must be something that is beneficial to you, not just, I'm going to eat fucking McDonald's cheeseburgers for 75 days. That doesn't fucking count.
A gallon of water a day, and then read 10 pages a day.
Self-help book, don't just read anything.
Yeah, self-help book. You can't just pick up a Harry Potter book and be like, oh, yeah, I'm getting my pages in. And then you got to take a progress picture a day.
What's the hardest thing for you on that? I mean, while we're on 75, you know, what was the hardest thing for you? Because for me, it was remembering to take the fucking picture, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so...
like, I can do without the alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, I had my diet set. I mean, I'm a skinny dude, you know, so I was able to just... I need to focus on getting my food in and getting that shit done. I was able to do that. Workouts weren't a problem.
Yeah.
The water wasn't a problem after a couple of weeks, but the picture fucked me up.
Yeah, so, and that's where most people lose sight of it.
The one simple thing?
They get all the tasks done, and then they go to bed, and then they wake up in the morning if they have the app. You don't have to have an app. You don't have to have the book. All of that's out there.
When I did it, we didn't have any of that.
We didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
But the most people slip up is that picture.
Yeah.
And it's one of the easiest things to do. Because you'll be in bed not thinking. Next thing you know, you crash and go to bed. You wake up in the morning and I literally got into bed,
laid down. I'm like, oh, fuck, workout's done. I'm fucking great. Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, shit, did I get a picture?
Yeah. You just got to get up.
Just go do it. No matter what, whether I get it or not, I'm getting another one.
And then for me, though, the reading part is probably my most difficult. I've learned to kind of, so if you don't know me, I have very, very, very severe ADHD where, you know, it's hard for me to sit down and actually focus on reading something. When I first did 75 hard, it would take me, gosh, probably an hour just to get through 10 pages. And that's saying a lot. Like, I can get through 10 pages now in like 15 minutes. But back then, what I was doing, it was actually really, really expensive for me. So I would buy both the book. Yeah, this is another point of it. By reading 10 pages a day, you have to physically read 10 pages a day. Does not include audiobooks.
Yep.
So what I was doing is I would buy the audiobook, and I would buy the physical book, and I would play the audiobook, and I would read along with it. And then if I found out that I was losing focus and not reading, I'd go back and I'd catch up and read, where, you know, it shortened that hour down to 30 minutes. And then now, you know, I don't need audiobooks or anything like that. I can stay dialed in and read through 10 pages and probably.
I think one of the biggest things for me going into it, like when I did it, it was May of 2020 when I started.
Yeah.
It hadn't been out that long at that point.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly when it came out.
It's 19 or 20, I think, but I don't know. I don't. Don't quote me on that.
Right.
But
Andy, let us know.
Yeah. But I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just doing it. Yeah. And that was the mindset I went into with it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing this, going to do it. And next day, literally, I decided the night before. A buddy of mine was doing it, Thomas, that's been on here numerous times. You know, he's like, yeah, I'm doing this and whatever. And it's like, you want to do it with me? I'm like, let me think about it. I thought about it over the weekend, and I think it was a Sunday night. I'm like, screw it. Let's do it. Monday morning, I started, did my 75 days. I'm like, okay, good to go.
But what I've learned this round of doing it, instead of just kind of going through my task and just getting it done, I've done every task with intent, just to get absolutely. It done. Whereas past times I've got it done, and then because after 75 hard, I'm like, okay, I'm done. Let's, you know, enjoy life again. But it's not like that now. Now I'm enjoying life, doing all of my tasks with intent, and I'm bringing more out of it. I'm more confident whenever I'm having conversations with people. I realize.
Now, what do you think about the whole program?
I'm
so. Let's go there, because I'll tell you right now, I ain't fucking taking a cold shower. My narrow ass is not getting in a cold shower, but I should, and I probably will at some point, but I don't want to. But that's part of the program.
Yeah, stop being a bitch.
Yeah, agreed.
So, and that's where I'll get at here is because I'm doing everything with intent, I'm going to confidently go through the Live Hard program this year. I have attempted the Live Hard program in the past, probably 2 years ago. And I did the cold shower. I got through phase one. But surprisingly, so for those, like, phase one is essentially 75 hard, and then you got to do a 5-minute cold shower. You have to do eight critical tasks, 5 of those being the 75 hard tasks. So essentially,
three
additional tasks. And that is not a just
every
things to do list. That is more of a creating habits list. A lot of you guys out there that are going through 75 hard in the Live Hard program, you're doing that part of it wrong. It is
not I go through my email every day. I have to do that today. Yeah, no, this is you got to do something to make yourself better each day.
So you essentially, so those three tasks, like say I want to. One of those tasks can be get up.
Read extra 5 pages.
Get up. Well, not even. So get up at 7 a.m. and get outside as soon as possible. So you have those tasks as, you know, 7 a.m., right? And I'm just using this as an example, not to say it's one of my tasks, but because you may get up at 9 a.m., you want to learn how to get up early. So you have that as one of your tasks every day. And then after, I think it's a week, 10, I think it's 10 days or something like that. And that starts to become a standard for you, and it's no longer a task. It's just your habit. Then you take that off your task list, and you replace it with something else that you need to get better at.
Yeah.
And a lot of people look at it as a to-do list, not a habit-forming list. But there's that, and then the 10 minutes, I don't know, I think it's 10 minutes of visualization on phase one. But where I slip up, I can get through phase one.
Which phase one has, you got to wait 30 days. Nope. You can go right into phase one. It's between phase one and phase two, you got to wait 30 days.
So
that's what it is.
Phase one, you can start right after 75 hard. That's why I can easily do it. Then after phase one, you have to wait 30 days. And then you go into phase two, which is only 30 days, but it's the same task as 75 hard. Super easy because it's technically...
You've already done it.
Technically, it's easier than 75 hard. But in the past, whenever I've done it, I've only gotten to like day 10, day 12, day 15, and I kept failing like over the stupidest things. But that's because prior, whenever I was doing it, I wasn't doing it with the proper intent. I was doing it just to check off boxes.
You didn't do it with intent, and you didn't create those habits and stick with those habits.
Yeah. And then it gets really interesting because then after phase two, you go into phase three.
Is there another waiting period?
Because phase phase three cannot be completed until the last 30 days of the year to date from when you started 75 hard.
Okay.
So it has to be done. And the trick to that is there's no failing. Because if you fail that
you start all over.
Yeah. There's no.
Yeah, if you ever fail any part of it, you start over at 75 hard at the beginning, day one.
So if you start, 75 hard, you fail that, you got to go back on 75 hard. Now, phase one or phase two, if you fail those, you can still, redo phase one or phase two. But phase three, it has to be done at the last 30 days of the year. So if you fail that, you're done. You got to start over at the beginning because there's no more days left in the year to restart it, if that makes sense.
Yep.
But that's the one that I'm most excited for because...
You got to do that in January next year.
Yeah. December.
Because you started in January, so yeah.
Yeah, December. You have to have a conversation with a stranger.
Every day.
You have to do an act of kindness, and then I think it's... The other tasks are essentially...
You're going to be doing that over, Christmas and...
Yeah, I'm going to have fun with it. random acts of kindness are already,
that's
my thing.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
It's always been,
But also going right back through that and some of the other stuff involved with that, right through the Christmas and the holidays and all that, I mean...
And the intent... And doing everything with intent is what I'm most excited about. My whole new approach towards 75 hard and live hard this year is awesome. Cause I see how it's changing my interactions with people, me physically, the way I feel, just everything. So I'm excited to get through it all.
Well, I can definitely tell, your attitude and, just the way you look and the way you're feeling and motivation and, things like that. It's definitely making a difference for sure. And I mean, my wife Crystal's doing it right now, right there with you.
Yep.
She's doing it as well. I don't know if she's going to do the whole program or not. She might.
Yeah.
That's
Keenan's out there doing it too. Let's go.
Yeah, Thomas is out there doing it. I think he started 5 or 6 days after you guys. Yeah. But yeah, he's doing it. I know some other guys that are doing it. So, and it really is really good. I wanted to. I am not in a condition to do that yet. I would have failed within 3 days.
Yeah.
So my happy ass and ankle is not going to be out there marching through snow. So ain't fucking happening.
No, it's all good. We'll get you all healed up.
Yeah, we'll get it going. I ain't too worried about it. But, yeah, we're going to make it happen.
Yeah. But other than that, I've I've just been having fun with all the different changes here, man. And
we're gonna have some fun. We're gonna have some fun in this future. Next year or two, we're gonna be kicking some ass.
Oh yeah.
Not that we aren't now, but you know, a little bit more. We just keep working on more.
Kick all the asses.
Well, that sounds like a good way to end this.
Go out and kick all the asses, guys.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We're 30, 35 minutes in, whatever we are. Yeah, this has been a kind of just a quick little jump back in, have the conversation stuff, because we kind of started this and, well, just had a bunch of personal stuff, like I mentioned at the beginning of the thing, going on, had to deal with. I've already been through two funerals already this year. So, you know, things like that. But, yeah, I don't want to let this go. I mean, hopefully somebody's getting some benefit out of this.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
And with me kind of, you know, hopping on here with you. For those that don't know, prior to me joining the car audio shop, Brandon was the sole owner of the Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. So I will be on there as well. I'm pretty much the only one on there now. If you have any questions regarding to business car cigars, you want to know anything, reach out to us on all of our platforms. So it's going to be either I or Brandon answering or replying to those. Instagram is the car audio shop STL. I think that's the same for TikTok, correct?
I believe so. Yes. And then the car audio shop
on Facebook.
So yeah, if you guys have any questions, got anything you want to hear, anything you want to see on our Just the Tip Tuesdays or Feature Fridays or anything like that as well, I mean, throw them up there.
The two big things that we want to know from you guys is the industry people that are in the car audio industry, the 12 volt industry, is what do you want to learn? A lot of this stuff kind of comes natural to,
or Brandon. What do you hear from your clients that they may want to learn too? I mean, that's okay.
What, you know, a lot of this stuff comes natural to Brandon and Dan and those that are doing the Just the Tip Tuesdays. So
We don't think about it.
If you want to know something, let us know. And then also, the second part is for the podcast, from a business owner standpoint coming from Brandon, and then also from an employee standpoint coming from myself, because I'm more of an entrepreneur. I don't want to go out and start a business. Like, that's not my thing. I'd rather help the growth of the business that I'm in. So if there's something that you want to know as an employee or something that you want to know as a business owner, reach out to us and let us know that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to continue to have, obviously me and Sean will be on here numerous times. We got other business owners and other coaches, you name it, going on. We'll have a bunch of people on here, but there's something specific you want to know, let us know.
Absolutely.
Because we're that's what this is all about, is making sure we can do what we can to get the information out, to help everybody out, and we'll all be good.
There's absolutely.
Playing for fucking everybody.
Feel free to give me a follow, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Cuss words and kindness on Instagram. There you go.
All right, guys. Take it easy, and we will see you next time.
Later.
Thank you for tuning into the Business Cars and Cigars podcast. Make sure to share this with someone you know that can benefit from this content. Remember to support this show by rating, reviewing, and subscribing.